Welcome to Zichu Daf Simanim Amrami Avram Goldhar, and today Maseches Nedarim Daf Yedal, the second parak ve'el mutarim. So the three topics we're going to focus on: number one, the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis stated, one who says to his wife, "Hariat alai ki ima, you are forbidden to me like my mother." Posting a little Pesach Memachem Achir, we make an opening, meaning a heter nedarim for him from elsewhere as a basis for annulling the neder. Shul Yakal Rosh Lakach, so he'll not take such matters lightly. Although the neder is not valid, since his mother is a Dabra Aser, an inherently forbidden entity, he is required mid-Rabban to seek an annulment of his neder, so he should not come to be lenient in a case where he used a proper Dabra Nadur. The Gemara in Arda brings a contradictory brisa, which states, "Hariat alai kibsar ima, you are forbidden to me like the flesh of my mother, kibsar al-chusi, like the flesh of my sister, ko'orla u'kalaya karim, like orla, or like the climb of a vineyard, lo amar klum, he has said nothing." This implies he does not even need to find an annulment for his nether. Abaya answers that in truth, the Braisa also agrees that he needs a heter for his nether midrabban, but means to say that midraisa his nether isn't effective. Alternatively, Rava answers that the Braisa, which does not require a heter, is speaking of a Talmid Chachamim, who will not come to be lenient in such matters. The Mishnah, which requires a heter, is speaking about an Am Haaretz, who is suspect to be lenient. Point number two is taught in the Braisa, Hanod b'Torah lo amar klum, one who vows by the Torah, which Ran first explains refers to swearing, he has said nothing, but Masha Kasabav, the Rav Kayamim, if he swears by what is written therein, his words are effective because he's swearing by Hashem's name, which is written in the Torah. Ba uba Masha Kasabav, the Rav Kayamim, if he swears by it and by what is written therein, his words are effective. The Gemara asks what the final case is teaching, since it has already taught that B'Masha Kasabav is sufficient. Rav Nachman answers that the final case is speaking to Machasa Araisa Ara, that the Torah was lying on the ground, in which case, Daita Agvile, his mind is on the parchment alone. So if he merely said, B'masha Kasaba, we would interpret it as, by what the Torah is written in, meaning the parchment. Only by saying, Ba, u'b'masha Kasaba, where he has separately mentioned the Torah itself, do we say that the second clause clearly refers to that which is written in the Torah. The earlier part of the Braisa is speaking to Nakla Bidei, where he's holding the Torah in his hand, in which case we say even by simply saying B'masha Kasaba, that Daite Alaskar Shabba, his mind is on the names of Hashem written in it. The Gemara gives two more answers. And point number three, the Gemara says, if one says, Konam Einai B'Sheina Hayom, Im Ishan L'Machar, my eyes are Konam for sleep today, if I sleep tomorrow, Rav Yudah says in the name of Rav, A Yishan Hayom, Shemi Yishan L'Machar, he may not sleep today. Although sleeping today is thus far permitted, for perhaps he'll sleep tomorrow and cause the previous day's sleep to be in violation of his nether. Rav Nachman argues, Yishan Hayom Bo Chayshin Shemen Yishan L'Machar, he can sleep today, and we're not concerned that he will sleep tomorrow. The Mefarsh explains that we may rely on the vow to remain awake tomorrow in order not to violate his nether. The Gemara adds that Rav Yudah would agree that if he said the reverse, Konam Einai B'Sheinai L'Machar Im Yishan Hayom, my eyes are konum tomorrow, if I sleep today, sheyishan hayom, that he may sleep today. This is because according to Rabbi Yehuda, ki lo mizdaher b'tanai. When is a person not careful? It's only with the tanai on which his neder hinges. Avol be'isur mizdaher, but in the prohibition component itself, he's careful. Since the prohibition is against sleeping tomorrow, if he sleeps today, we may be sure that if he sleeps today, he'll be careful not to sleep tomorrow. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis stated, one who says to his wife, Hariat alai ki ima, you are forbidden to me like my mother, posting a little Pesach Memalkam Akher, we make an opening, meaning a heter nedarim for him, from elsewhere as a basis for annulling the neder, shul yakal rosh lakach, so he'll not take such matters lightly. Although the neder is not valid, since his mother is a Dabra Aser, an inherently forbidden entity, he is required mid-Rabban to seek an annulment of his neder, so he should not come to be lenient in a case where he used a proper Dabra Nadur. The Gemara in Arda brings a contradictory brisa, which states, Hariat alai kibsar ima, you are forbidden to me like the flesh of my mother, kibsar al-chusi, like the flesh of my sister, ko'orla u'kalaya karim, like orla, or like the climb of a vineyard, lo amar klum, he has said nothing. This implies he does not even need to find an annulment for his nether. Abaya answers that in truth, the Braisa also agrees that he needs a heter for his nether midrabban, but means to say that midraisa his nether isn't effective. Alternatively, Rava answers that the Braisa, which does not require a heter, is speaking of a Talmid Chachamim, who will not come to be lenient in such matters. The Mishnah, which requires a heter, is speaking about an Am Haaretz, who is suspect to be lenient. Point number two is taught in a braisa, hanodah b'torah lo amrakum, one who vows by the Torah, which Ron first explains refers to swearing, he has said nothing. But masha kasabav, the Rav Kayamim, if he swears by what is written therein, his words are effective because he's swearing by Hashem's name, which is written in the Torah. Ba ubamasha kasabav, the Rav Kayamim, if he swears by it and by what is written therein, his words are effective. The Gemara asks what the final case is teaching, since it has already taught that b'masha kasaba is sufficient. Rav Nachman answers that the final case is speaking to Machasa Araisa Ara, that the Torah was lying on the ground, in which case, Daita Agvile, his mind is on the parchment alone. So if he merely said, B'masha Kasaba, we would interpret it as, by what the Torah is written in, meaning the parchment. Only by saying, Ba u'b'masha Kasaba, where he has separately mentioned the Torah itself, do we say that the second clause clearly refers to that which is written in the Torah. The earlier part of the braisa is speaking to Nakla Bidei, where he's holding the Torah in his hand, in which case we say even by simply saying B'masha Kasaba, that Daite Alaskar Shaba, his mind is on the names of Hashem written in it. The Gemara gives two more answers. And point number three, the Gemara says, if one says, Konam Einai B'Sheina Hayom, Im Ishna L'Machar, my eyes are Konam for sleep today, if I sleep tomorrow, Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav, Ayishna Hayom, Shemi Yishna L'Machar, he may not sleep today. Although sleeping today is thus far permitted, for perhaps he'll sleep tomorrow and cause the previous day's sleep to be in violation of his nether. Rav Nachman argues, Yishan Hayom v'chayshin Shema Yishan l'machar. He can sleep today, and we are not concerned that he will sleep tomorrow. The Mefarsh explains that we may rely on the vow to remain awake tomorrow in order not to violate his nether. The Gemara adds that Rav Yehuda would agree that if he said the reverse, Konam einai b'sheinai l'machar im Yishan Hayom, my eyes are konum tomorrow, if I sleep today, she yishan hayom, that he may sleep today. This is because according to Rabbi Yehuda, kiyom is daher b'tanai. When is a person not careful? It's only with the tanai on which his netter hinges. Avo b'isrim is daher, but in the prohibition component itself, he's careful. Since the prohibition is against sleeping tomorrow, if he sleeps today, we may be sure that if he sleeps today, he'll be careful not to sleep tomorrow. Alright, so now we go to our Siman Daf Yud Dalet, and our standard Siman is a hand, and we often use a juggler in the Siman. So here goes. The Amart's juggler, who had pointed his juggling pins at his wife and said, you are forbidden to me, like my mother, was unable to protect himself from the juggling balls she threw at him, because in one hand he held a sefer Torah in which he swore, while he used his other hand to hold open his eyes to prevent sleep today, lest he sleep tomorrow. Once again, slow motion. The Amar's juggler, that must mean we're in Daf Yud Dalet hand. The Amar's juggler, who had pointed his juggling pins at his wife and said, you are forbidden to me, like my mother, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Yud Gemara Amud Beis had stated, one who says to his wife, Hariat Alai Ke'ima, you are forbidden to me like my mother, posting a Pesach Mamakam Acher. We make an opening, a Hetu Nedarim for him from elsewhere as a basis for annulling the nether, Shul Yakol Rosh Lekach, so he will not take such matters lightly. Although the nether is not valid, since his mother is a Dabar Aser, an inherently forbidden entity, he is required in the Rabbanan to seek an annulment of his nether, so he should not come to be lenient in a case where he used a proper Dabar Anadur. The Gemara Nardah brings a contradictory Brisa and then resolves the contradiction. So the Amar's juggler, who had pointed his juggling pins at his wife and said, you are forbidden to me, like my mother, was unable to protect himself from the juggling balls she threw at him, because in one hand he held a sefer Torah, in which he swore, which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa, hanodah b'torah lo amrakum, one who vows by the Torah, he has said nothing, but masha kasaba, devarav kayamin, if he swears by that which is written therein, his words are effective because he's swearing by Hashem's name, which is written in the Torah. The Gemara clarifies that the Braisa is speaking where he's holding the Torah in his hand, in which case we say even by simply saying B'masha Kasaba, the Daita Askar Shaba, his mind is on the names of Hashem written in it. So the Amar's juggler, who had pointed his juggling pins at his wife and said, you are forbidden to me like my mother, was unable to protect himself from the juggling balls she threw at him, because in one hand he held a sefer Torah in which he swore, while he used his other hand to hold open his eyes to prevent sleep today, lest he sleep tomorrow, which reminds us. The Gemara says, if one says, Konam einai b'sheina hayom im ishan l'machar, my eyes are konam for sleep today. If I sleep tomorrow, Rav Yehuda says, in the name of Rav, al yishan hayom shema yishan l'machar. He may not sleep today, although sleeping today is thus far permitted, for perhaps he'll sleep tomorrow and cause the previous day's sleep to be in violation of his nether. Rav Nachman argues, yishan hayom v'al l'chayshin shema yishan l'machar. He can sleep today, and we're not concerned that he'll sleep tomorrow. So once again, the Amar's juggler, who had pointed his juggling pins at his wife and said, "You are forbidden to me like my mother," was unable to protect himself from the juggling balls she threw at him because in one hand he held the Sefer Torah in which he swore, while he used his other hand to hold open his eyes to prevent sleep today, lest he sleep tomorrow. All right, now it's time for four blah bat chazara. Daf Yud. So the Zimmer Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The pious members of a minion of Yidden, a minion of Yidden? That must be more on Daf Yud. The pious members of a minion of Yidden who pledge to become Nazirim, so they can bring a chatas, which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is virtuous to become a Nazir. As he said, Chasidim Rishon Hei Misavim, having karma chatas, the early pious ones desire to bring a karma chatas, Lifi She'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Tekal Yedem, because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not bring any stumbling through them, so they do not have their own chatas obligations. Mayos, and what do they do instead? They would arise and pledge Naziris to Hashem to become thereby obligated in the carbon chatas to Hashem. So the pious members of a minion of Yidden, who pledged to become Nazirim, so they can bring a chatas, were in shock when the rabbi called them sinners for abstaining from wine, which reminds us Rabbi Shimon, however, disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda and said that the pious would not accept Naziris, kadei shlo yikru chotin, so they should not be called sinners, as it says, the keeper of love me'asher chata al nefesh, and the kohen will atone for the nazir for having sinned relating to the soul. The Gemara quotes a similar position, Elazar HaKapar, who added, v'kibe ezen nefesh chatazeh, regarding which soul did he sin, el shet sir atzmin and yain, it's rather because he afflicted himself by abstaining from wine. So the pious members of a minion of Yidden who pledged to become Nazirim, so they can bring a chatas, were in shock when the rabbi called them sinners for abstaining from wine. Just as news broke out that the Chamim invented kinuim for Nidarim, lest people who should just say carbon will come to simply say Lashem, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said that kinuim are Lashon Umos hen. They are from the languages of other nations, whereas Reish Lakish said, Lashon Shabadalim Chachamu Yos Noderbo. They are terms the Chachamim invented to vow with. The Gemara explains Reish Lakish's opinion that the reason they created substitute terms rather than using the original term carbon was out of fear that a person may intend to say carbon Lashem and may say only Lashem to Hashem, thus saying Hashem's name in vain. Daf Yudalef. So the similar Daf Yudalef is stars like the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. The eccentric guide of the planetarium, which had strict rules about not eating near star exhibits, that must be on Daf Yudalef, stars. The eccentric guide of the planetarium, which had strict rules about not eating near star exhibits, was frustrated that his guest did not make an inference from his comment of not hulun, that which you eat. Which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Yudalef base taught that one who says lochun sho'ochalocha aser, not hulun should be that which you eat of yours, he is forbidden from eating his friend's food. Lochun is interpreted as lochun, not hulun. The Gemara here explains that by saying it should not be chulun, it's inferred that it should be instead like a carbon, and determines that the Tana is Rabbi Yehuda, for it cannot be Rabbi Meir, for Rabbi Meir does not hold of miklal lav atashomeihen, that from an inference of a negative, you hear a positive. So he would not consider this vow effective. So the eccentric guide of the planetarium, which had strict rules about not eating near star exhibits, was frustrated that his guest did not make an inference from his comment of not chulun, that which you eat. So instead he told them, carbon lo ochlocha, which meant that because it's like a carbon you cannot eat, which reminds us where Meir interprets the words carbon lo ochlocha to mean carbon yehe lafikach lo ochlocha, like a carbon your food should be, therefore I will not eat of yours. So the eccentric guide of the planetarium, which had strict rules about not eating near star exhibits, was frustrated that his guest did not make an inference from his comment of not chulun, that which you eat. So instead told them, la carbon lo ochlocha, which meant that because it's like a carbon you cannot eat, and then showed them a constellation that looked like the meat of a shlamim. After Zrika, which reminds us, Rami Bar Chama asked, Hari lo kabatsu zivchei shlamim lachir zrikas dami mahu. If one said this should be to me like the meat of a carbon shlamim, after the zrika of the blood, what is the halacha? The Gemara clarifies that the inquiry was made where a person had the meat of the shlamim after zrika in front of him, and said about a second permitted item in front of him, zeh kezeh, this should be like this. The question is, bikaro kamatpis, is he linking the neder with its origin, meaning the primary state of the carbon, before the zrika in which it was prohibited, obeheter kamatpis, or is he linking the neder with its current permitted status? Daf Yud Beis. So the Simmer Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. The 12 brothers, that must be more on Daf Yud Beis. The 12 brothers who each vowed not to eat or drink on their father's yard site, which reminds us the Gemara attempted to bring a second proof to Rami Bar Chama's inquiry whether one is matbis his neder to an item in its original state of Isser or to its current state of Heter, from a brice which states that if one vows not to eat meat nor drink wine on a given day, ki yom shemes bo avi, like the day his father died, the neder is effective. The proof is rejected when the Gemara says the cases where the brothers had fasted every year on their father's yard site. So the 12 brothers who each vowed not to eat or drink on their father's yard site got so hungry that they started to dream of eating kachalos aron ukutrumasa, which reminds us the Gemara attempted a third proof from a Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel Beis, which states if one declares an item kachalos aron ukutrumasa mutter, like aron's challah or like his truma, it's permitted. This is because they're considered a davra aser, an inherently forbidden item, as opposed to a davra nadur, an item prohibited through vowing. The Gemara infers that had he said kutrumas lachme toda, like the truma of the breads of a carbon toda, meaning the four loaves separate from the 40 loaves to be given to the Kohen, the vow would be effective because it's a davra nadur. The Gemara will come to reject the proof. So the 12 brothers who each vowed not to eat or drink on their father's yard site got so hungry that they started to dream of eating kachalos aron ukutrumaso and decided to distract themselves by separating truma from their lachmei toda while it was still in its dough state, which reminds us the Gemara demonstrates how truma could be taken from lachmei toda while it's still in its dough state. Daf Yud Gimel. So the simmer Daf Yud Gimel is a bar mitzvah boy. So here goes. The extremely nervous bar mitzvah boy, that must be more in Daf Yud Gimel. The extremely nervous bar mitzvah boy who brought a live bechor in as a prop for his pshat on Harei Alai Kebechor, which reminds us, the Gemara on the bottom of Yud Beis on Beis brought a b'raisa, which taught, if one says, Harei Alai Kebechor, this meat is like a bechor towards me. Rabbi Yaakov forbids the meat to the vow, but Rabbi Yehuda permits it. Rabbi Yehuda permits because a bechor is a davar aser, inherently prohibited from birth, not a davar nadir. Whereas Rabbi Yaakov forbids meat since the pasuk says Lashem, and there's a mitzvah to verbally consecrate the bechor. So the extremely nervous bar mitzvah boy who brought in Alai Bechor in as a prop for his pshato on Harei Alai Kebechor tried to get out of speaking by declaring Konum my mouth, which speaks to you. Which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Yud Gemel on Beis states, if one says Konum pi medaberimcha, Konum my mouth, which speaks to you, or my hand which works with you, or my foot which wants with you, then neder is valid and his friend is forbidden to benefit from these activities. The Gemara wonders how such a neder can be effective since nedarim do not take effect on activities since they aren't tangible. The Gemara answers the Mishnah speaking of one who said, let my mouth be forbidden for my speaking with you, or my hand should be forbidden for their working with you, or my feet should be forbidden for their walking with you. He thus declared a neder on tangible items, which is effective. So the extremely nervous bar mitzvah boy who brought Alai Bechor in as a prop for his pshato on Harei Alai Kebechor tried to get out of speaking by declaring Konum my mouth, which speaks to you, and then wasn't sure if he could eat at the suda because he blurted out, that which I eat of yours is like chazir, which reminds us. The first mission, the second parak begins, Ve'el Mutarin, these are the vows that are permitted, meaning ineffective. Among this list is one who says, Kebasar chazir, your food should be like pork to me, or like Avodas Kochavim, and several other examples. These illustrate the concept that one who makes a neder of hatpasa, linking, in which he declares an item to be like a forbidden one, it must be done with a davra nadur, a vowed item, meaning one which became prohibited through vowing, and not a davra asura, an item inherently forbidden. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do we learn that a neder works if one said, Konum my mouth from speaking with you? That's on Duff. Yud Gimel. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we learn in a case where someone says, my eyes are konum for sleep today if I sleep tomorrow? That's on Duff. Yud Dalet. Good. Number 3. Which of the one the Remer understands the words lakarbon laochlocha as lakarbon yehe lafichach laochlocha, like a carbon your food should be, therefore I will not eat of yours. That's on Daf Yadav. Good. Number 4. Which Daf does the Gemara attempt to resolve Rami Bar Chama's inquiry from the Mishnah, where one uses the lashon of chachalos aron ukudrumaso in his neder? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we learn a neder does not work when one is matpis the neder to a davra aser such as basur chazir, the flesh of a pig? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we discuss someone making an oath on the Torah while holding it? That's on Daf Yud Dalet. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we learn Rabbi Shimon holds that people who pledge nazirus are chotim, they're sinners, since they're abstaining from wine? That's on Daf Yud. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we learn Rabbi Bar Chama Shaul regarding making something usher, which is next to meat of a shlamim after zrika? That's on Daf Yadav. Good. Number 9. Which Daf do we discuss a case where one says he will not eat or drink Kiyom Shemesbo Aviv, like on the day his father died? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Good. And number 10. Which Daf do we discuss where the one who says to his wife, "You are forbidden to me like my mother," requires a Pesach to his neder? That's on Daf Yadav. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.